person. I got one question.
Yes, sir.
Do any of the states require us to be using leg hold traps or snares use cages for trapping?
I'm sorry, would you say that again?
Do any of the other states that regulate trapping require cages for trapping animals?
I believe Arizona allows cage trapping and California allows cage trapping.
I can answer for Colorado. In 1996, there was a ban on body gripping devices. There was a provision to allow for humane relocation with cage traps, and the Division of Wildlife drove a Mack truck through that, and now they're permitting fur trappers to capture bobcats for fur. So unfortunately, that's what's happening in Colorado right now.
California has a ban on the use of leg hold traps and conibear traps for commercial fur, and you can use a live trap, but you can't sell the fur, so that's pretty much wiped out commercial fur trapping in California. Animals can still be trapped for nuisance control and public safety, but they can't be commercially, the pelts from those animals can't be commercially sold.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, please.
I have one question, and I'm guessing that APNM may be the right people to answer this. There's been a lot of studies on the link between animal cruelty and domestic violence, and I'm wondering if any studies have been done with the trapping community and the link to domestic violence.
Phil here? Or is there anyone else who might want to try to answer this question? And I might expand the question not just to domestic violence, but violence in general, which is of interest to me.
To our knowledge, there has not been any studies looking specifically at trappers and domestic violence or other types of violence.
Dr. Harrison, you alluded to the fact, this question isn't necessarily for you, but you can answer it if you want. You alluded to the fact that Native Americans do trapping, or that is there trapping on Native Americans? Is there any idea about how much of that goes on? And is it the kind of subsistence trapping, or is it commercial trapping, if you know?
I only know a little bit about what goes on Native American reservations, and that is the Jicarilla people. I had some contact with them, and there is trapping on that reservation. Those agencies have their own wildlife people, their own wildlife records, and so forth. They're worlds onto themselves. And I don't know any more than that, other than I do believe there is trapping on the reservations.
Okay.